I'd like to call this meeting to order. And tonight, our Mayor Pro Tem, Greg Belinsky over here, will do our invocation and our Pledge of Allegiance.
Dear God, we come to you asking for your guidance, wisdom, and support as we begin this meeting. Help us to engage in meaningful discussion and nurture the bonds of community. And grant us your grace as we make decisions that will affect the residents of Fury Beach. Continue to remind us that all that we accomplish here should be for the good of the entire Fury Beach community. Amen.
Amen.
Please place the flag. Place the flag. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, first on our agenda tonight is some recognition of some of our residents around here. And when I call your name, please come up here to the front room and stand so when we're finished, Nancy can get a picture of all of you. Now, about a year ago, the SLAP committee started a special program called Adopt Beach, and it was patterned after something Carolina Beach tried to have, but I'll have to tell you, ours is so much better. And that's because we had the most wonderful volunteers in the whole world who stepped up to the plate, and each took one or two blocks to look after. And in order to just let you know how much we've appreciated that, I'm sure our public works department would, I guess, go along with me when I say thank you for all you're doing out there on the beach for picking up trash and those blocks and anything else you might see that you can alert us of. So again, when I call your name, please step up here. Hazel Anderson. Debbie Bradford. Well, come on over here.
Right there. Yeah.
Okay. Is Debbie here? Okay. Cub Scout Pack 210. Do we have a representative from the Cub Scout Pack? Wait. Now, I was just at their meeting about a week ago, so I'm going to get on them about that. Roy and Barbara Irwin. Hunter Gordon. Sure do look familiar.
How are you?
Thank you. Mickey Hayes. And Mickey, I understand you also will be taking Kapenakai?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you. So
thank you. Sarah Helsler. Anybody representing Live Oak Village? I don't know. Judy McGregor, Pam Nelson, Dewey and Shannon Brackley, the Shaw family. Don't you dare tell me they aren't here.
They may not be here today.
Holly Shelton.
I can take that one and mail it to her. She's no longer living here. And I have a package actually in the house I'm about to send to her.
You'll take good care of it?
I will.
Let me give you this. There you go. Thank you for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Bailey Smith. Morgan Smith. Thank you so much. Tripp Smith. Thank you very much, Tripp. Pat Tripley. And anyone representing the White family. Thank you. And if you guys can squeeze them together, maybe get the shorter ones in the front. And the red one, that's the blue in the back. Squeeze in nice and close.
Guys, I'm going to count to three. I'll do two fingers. One, two, three. And then one, two, three. Don't blink. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Murphy, Sam Athey, Leslie McCarthy, Rebecca Jean Polk, and the Hyde Dowdy family. If you guys see any of them, please tell them we said thank you. Okay. Thanks. Okay. Consent agenda. Do any of you have any questions or changes or additions?
Make a motion. We accept it.
Second. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. The regular agenda. Does anybody have any changes, additions, or deletions? Do I hear a motion?
So just under the department head, business, public works, we're going to talk about the water issues that have been in the county.
Yes, he will be more than glad to talk about
the
water
about
issues.
I'm just saying it's not on here, so add it as B. Since you've got stuff on there, that's
okay.
Fine. Okay.
Okay. Under what number
department
is that?
Department head, business.
Under
six.
Department head number six, public works, B, our department head will be talking about the Gen X problem with the county and how that may or may not relate to us. Okay?
Make a motion we approve the agenda as amended.
Sure.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Persons to address council. Gilbert, would you like to join us?
Well, thank you. It's been a long time. I must say, Jim, I thought you were had stepped down. I'm really happy to see you up here again. That's how far back I kind of get in where I'm coming from, how long it's been up here. I've always trusted Emily and David, so I just left y'all at the driver's seat, and I'm sure that these other two gentlemen I'll get to meet sometime soon in the future. I don't represent 10 particular citizens, or four plus six citizens. This past weekend, we had a fire call, and I responded. I'm with the Three Beach Fire Department, and I got a bug in my ear that $5 million had been put on a new building project. And I concurred with the building inspector, John, that a $5 million building cap was placed on a new fire department, and improvements at Town Hall. I was ignorant of the situation. $5 million is a lot of money that the citizens need to know about. There are four active businessmen did not know what I was talking about that live in Crew Beach. I was going through the council meetings tonight, and it pretty much the details represent about 5 or 6 or 7 years of attention to details, what goes on at the council meeting. There's lots and lots of data. And I've come to council before and told them that I'm not a student of town council. I trust Emily and David and then the rest of you. Jim is an experienced council member. The only thing I would like to see, if you have a project that big, I mean, it would have been nice to see. I understand the contracts have already been done. Is that they haven't been done?
The contract with the architect has been done, and we did have several public meetings. But the $5 million is not just for the fire department. It's also to renovate and expand Town Hall.
Right, right. Okay. I'm not here to get into the details of the fine print of the blueprint.
Okay.
What would have satisfied my meeting here was a nice sign out front. I assume it's going in the cattle pen. I haven't seen any blueprints. The cattle pen is the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
The cattle pen's a nickname that we use.
Mm-hmm.
Came up. So everybody understands. It would have been real nice to see coming soon a new fire department out there for the citizens. And that is all I'm here to address council on. Okay. There are four active businessmen who are surprised, just like me, and six other citizens who don't know what the heck I'm talking about. And with that, I wish y'all the best.
Okay.
If I could ask you one question, do you get the town emails?
Apparently, I've been. No, I don't. But that's no reflection on the town. I'm in business, and I got some high power spam filters.
Okay.
And I get telemarketers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, I'm not blaming town council. It's just.
I was just trying to see if we could maybe communicate more effectively
yeah.
with you that way, since.
Right.
Those notices go out every Monday.
But that's very nice. My filters are tight. I did go back and say, there's a lot of details in running the town. I'll tell you that. And that's why I know David and Emily, the two that I knew, and then now Jim. There's a lot of details. There's a lot of details in those four other businessmen and in my business. And so we really focus on our stuff. I don't get into your stuff. Which is not that I'm afraid of your stuff, but I just don't want to get in your way, and I don't want to take any more of your time. It's just a nice sign out there coming soon in the new fire department.
Well, you know, Gilbert, I like your idea because lots of times you'll see that on places where there's a new church or
mm-hmm.
a new building or anything, and bids won't be let until August. We won't select a contractor till then, and construction probably won't start till the end of October or November. But I think that would be maybe a good idea to talk to the architect when the contractor's selected, and between the two of them, they could come up with a sign to put up there.
Yeah, well, Saturday was the first time I knew about that, because this idea was tossed around at the last council. Please laugh.
I think we've been tossing this around for how many decades now?
No.
For quite a few years.
Yeah,
that's why we're so excited about it.
Yeah, well, those foes that are out there, we kind of caught the idea of with the old councils they got voted out. So please laugh. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. Committee business. Board of Adjustment. Community Center. They doing okay over there?
Oh, they're doing great.
Okay. Anything new or exciting?
I'm getting ready for the barbecue. So we'll be looking, the committee members will be looking for council volunteers and any other volunteers who would like to participate and serve for the barbecue. More details to come.
Sounds like fun. Marketing committee. Okay. They Planning and Zoning Commission.
We voted to not have a July meeting.
Okay.
That's a meeting that was due.
Okay. That Nancy will take note of that. SLAP Committee. Now, Dennis was just here. Where
Dennis
did he go?
Left. He left after the awards.
Okay. Well, and really, it's because of Dennis that everybody really got those awards. So he's definitely the one to thank for recognizing everybody and keeping us up to date on that. Non-town committee reports. Our Cape Fear Disability Commission. Deborah could not be here tonight, right?
No, she's not here.
Did she leave any message,
no,
of words of wisdom or anything?
One voicemail.
Okay. Please remind her next month. Department head business, administration, and recreation.
Madam Mayor, would you prefer that Public Works go first to talk about water?
Okay, what about the personnel policy amendments?
I'm asking if you would prefer for Public Works to
okay.
go first before me.
Okay, Public Works.
Oh, thank you.
She's looking out for you, son.
Bye, Gilbert.
Thank you, Okay. I guess the first thing I want to take care of is I sent everyone a memo on some additional work that was going to have to be done on our project at the lift station. We found a problem with the main, the 12-inch main running from ran into about 120 or 30 feet into the lift station was had some cracks and some bad pipe, and so we're going to have to do some lining. We tried to go the cheapest and the best way we could. There was discussion about digging up the pipe. If we'd had to dig it up and replace, then we were talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars. So we're lucky to have the lining company that did most of our drainage work. They came in and said they will be able to line it without doing any well pointing or having to do any point repairs, which would be digging down and repairing some of the places. So we come out of it as cheap as we can. It's still not cheap. It's going to run, I think the total was, I forgot what it was.
$57,217.
Yeah, $57,217 for the lining. And $34,662.25 for the additional pump work, and that's going to have to be, that's being done right now. If you go by our shop right now, where our main lift station is, you can see all the equipment and everything that's out there. Having to deal with the bypass, and they're going to start lining Jimmy Wynn?
Tomorrow.
Planning the line and try to start lining tomorrow. So this held up the process. Slowed down the project, but hopefully once we get this done, we can start demo and get started with the project.
Is the whole length of the line going to be?
The whole length of the line is going to be, it's going to be lined, so we'll basically have a new pipe in there.
Do you know if we have any other pipes over there in that area of the town that may have similar problems?
Well, that's something that we put money in this year in the budget. We're going to be looking, doing some smoke testing, taking a look at some of our manhole rehab, which we're going to do. We're also going to be in, while we're doing that, we also have another line that we're going to be replacing. And we're also going to be looking, while we're doing the rehab, we're going to do some camera work, looking at some of the pipe. But luckily, we just had, well, I say just had, that was 10, 12, 14 years ago, some lining projects that completely did the old section of town, and so we should still be in pretty good shape as far as the lines, but some of the manholes we need to take a look at. Arlen, I guess, when it's the money,
yeah.
Man, I guess he's going to
make a motion in a sense.
Okay.
You ready? Make a motion to approve budget amendment 17-10, which supports the work signage just described for pump station number one.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay, the other thing I wanted to bring up is, I guess everybody's aware of GenX at this point. What I did is it looks like a lot more work than really what it is. It's just some information for you. What I'm going to do is just read the little update that I've got here, and then I'll be glad to answer what questions I can, as long as they're not too technical. And anyway, it starts off, I'm sure by now council is aware of the GenX concerns in our area. For those who are not, I have included extensive reading material on the subject. It's in your binders. GenX is a Teflon-based toxin that's been detected in the drinking water in Wilmington Cape Fear Public Utility Authority. The water that's in question is pulled straight out of Cape Fear River. The town of Curie Beach's water supplies, groundwater, deep well system, which uses the PD and the Castle Hayden Aquifer as a source. With that said, all the reports that I've read, there's not been one mention of GenX being found in any deep well system. After reading the press release from Caroline Beach and talking to Gilda Boyce, who's the operation director, my understanding that there was a testing in 2004-15 of their system by the EPA and the testing laboratory that tested for a similar type of Teflon-based toxin, which is PFOS, PFOA, and there's another one, O3. David, would you say
that? Yeah, I don't remember, but
anyway,
PA is what they call
it.
But
that's it. Teflon-based toxin compound, and none were found. Our water source is the same as theirs. We pull from the same source, but Gil is working on getting me a copy of that, and I'd just like to take a look at it and see exactly what that's about. Our plans at this time is to sample on water for GenX. We'll give council the results as soon as they're available. We're working with the procedure for sampling and the testing laboratory that can do the test for GenX. The state is doing some testing right now, and we're talking to the same laboratories as they're dealing with. So hopefully we'll have some answers, and we'll get those samples done and get it to them as soon as possible.
Sonny, do you know if Carolina Beach, did they test their wells?
No, he's waiting on me, yes, if I can find out the information, I'm sure that they'll probably follow suit. I'll know that for sure, but he seemed interested when I told him what we were going to do.
Since we don't have anything that will take GenX filtered from the water, is it as simple as just testing our drinking water for GenX, not having to go to the aquifer?
Yeah, well, what I would do, I'm not sure, I have to get the information how they want me to take the sample.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it's pre-treatment. If it is, we'll have to take it from the wellhead, whatever. If it's not, then we can take it anywhere out of the system.
Good. That should be easier.
Right. I've enclosed copies of our latest daily, monthly, and yearly water monitoring reports. I know that I used to give these on a monthly basis to council, and they finally said, listen, save the paper, it's just a bunch of numbers and stuff. But just want to give you an idea of what we do test for during the year, and it's quite extensive. And I just want to make sure that everybody knew that we do meet all the state and federal regulations. I'll keep you updated when I find out any new information and give you an idea of when we sample, how long it'll be before we get the results and what they are when we get them.
If I can add, the manufacturer, 5 o'clock news, as of tomorrow, they will cease putting GenX in the Cape Fear.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
So they will stop as of
tomorrow. Yeah, I'll
bless
that
their hearts.
Too.
Were you going to do a press release?
That's up to town council. I mean, I can work on one, but I think it'd be better. I think it would be better if we could let them know that we are going to go test, we're going to test for it and whatever, but I'd like to wait till we actually do the test and get the results. I don't think it's going to be except a couple of weeks before we do that.
I think the issue, I saw text messages and emails from council about it. My concern is our press release, at least if you're asking my opinion, will not say that we do not say there's Gen X in there because it's not been tested. So
right.
Carolina Beach and the Island Gazette, the town manager, the lead part of that, says it's not there. Now, I think he's probably right, but they didn't specifically test for it. They tested for two similar compounds 2 years ago. And deep wells, it's actually pretty low that there's infiltration from the river, but it's not a zero possibility. And as an engineer, I would never say, and my lawyer sitting there is looking at me smiling, we would never say it's zero when we don't know. So if we want to say a press release, I think the best we would say is the council and the technical people feel it's highly unlikely and similar testing has not shown similar materials in there, but we don't know and plan to test. That's the best I would say we should have if we want a press release at all. Willard hopefully will listen to this council meeting and then he can report what we talked about, and that's better than a press release, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think maybe just to calm some people down, maybe even people who have their own wells, to let them know that we are going to have our wells tested. But no, I think all of us have agreed with David that, you know, we're not going to tell anybody everything's just fine. But basically, you know, leave it up to the two of you, or would you guys prefer to wait until the tests come back and then do it?
I'm on David's particular view. I think my understanding is it's a surface pollutant. It goes through the water relatively quickly. They just kept putting it in. It's unlikely, and checking for similar compounds did not demonstrate that we have it, but we will check for that specific compound, and I think that's about the easiest thing we can do. Makes them feel a little better, doesn't tell them it's not there yet. My view.
Well, how many contacts did you guys have?
I've had
Public Works had one. Is that the same one, Jimmy and Sonny? Town Hall, how many contacts did you have? Any? One call?
And mine is mainly if I'm out in public.
Okay.
Everybody wants to talk about it.
Okay. I mean, I'm not here because I'm at work in Hickory right now.
I've had two people ask me that they were not aware we did not get our water from the Hickory. That's why I brought it up.
That's what I would say is the biggest thing.
Anything we can put out to kind of calm the situation down, even though we're not affected, I just think will be.
Well, if you direct us, Sonny and I will work on a press release and get it out by the end of tomorrow.
Including what Joseph said, explaining that we aren't part of the Cape Fear utility and we don't get our water from the river.
That's the biggest
river.
Thing.
And you want it to the Island Gazette and on our website? Is that and our email distribution list? Is that where you want it to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good.
We get it. Okay.
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sonny. Thanks for the update.
Let me also tell you, I talked to someone with the Department of Natural Resources, and I was told through the deputy secretary in charge of environmental issues that the state is not planning to run any test on the aquifer. And I asked, well, if we wanted them to, how would we go about making that request? They were supposed to get back to me today before 5 o'clock, and I guess they were just way too busy testing the river.
I mean, if the test is excessively expensive, we'll let council know, but it shouldn't be that expensive for what we're asking.
I don't know. I'll let council know.
Yeah, maybe we could just send the bill, too. So
you tell us where to send it, Mary, we'll send a bill. They might not pay it. We'll send it.
Okay. Did you want him to talk about anything else?
I'll talk about anything you want me to. I think she's satisfied.
Okay. Administration and recreation.
Good evening, Mayor, Commissioners. In your packet, you have some amendments to the personnel policy. We discussed these in detail at the January retreat this year. At that time, we gave you consensus to move forward, bring back exact language. You can change it, specific changes in the policy. In looking at that, I noticed that several of these subject matters carry out throughout the entire policy. So what I'm going to ask you tonight is to go back through each of these, give me a motion that this is what the policy will be, and authorize myself and the attorney to put the appropriate language in the policy so that if I should miss a certain chapter or section, I will have to come back to you for that. The first one was benefit eligibility for part-time staff. Right now, everything, they're entitled to everything that full-time staff are on a probated basis, which includes our insurance plans, 401k and retirement contributions, paid vacation, sick and holiday time. We are looking at, my recommendation was to not offer the benefits, particularly for our fire department and police department when they're using part-time staff to cover full-time shifts. It's hard enough being as small as we are to keep the full-time shifts covered for vacation, training, and so forth. Then if we have part-time, we'll also accrue benefits and vacation time off. We have to somehow figure out having to cover their shifts also. Consensus at the retreat was to eliminate all the part-time benefits except those that are required by federal or state law and our insurance, as well as the possibility of granting one sick day per year. I am recommending that we not do any benefits if we're going to eliminate benefits that we do across the board. This is not set in stone. If department heads tell us now they don't have any problem hiring people, we wouldn't offer benefits, and if that changes, if it comes with a charge to hire, and we can certainly come back to council and do it again. So I'm requesting a motion from council to eliminate benefits for part-time staff, with the exception of those required by federal or state law and insurance regulations, and authorize the clerk and attorney to make required changes to the policy.
Before we have any kind of motion, since we have most, if not all, of our department heads here, do any of you have any questions or comments about this one? Nobody? Okay.
Make a motion we eliminate benefits for part-time staff, except as required by federal or state law and insurance regulations, and authorize the town clerk and attorney to make required changes to policy.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
So that's 4-1?
Yes.
Not even one sick day?
Very
cruel.
I'm sorry, that was 4-1.
What I said at the retreat.
That's right. He said the
yes.
same thing at the retreat. He's a laborist.
I can't remember if he union
president.
Did it.
He's a union president. Don't come see.
Second one, maximum accumulation vacation. Our current policy allows 1/2 of all accrued vacation. This is for full-time employees. In excess of 30 days to be devoted full time for the purpose of earning additional service time for retirees. The note that our requests would allow all excess vacation accrued over 30 days to be devoted to sick time for the same retirement purposes. Consensus was to allow this, that this would be policy, so I'm asking for a motion tonight to allow all excess vacation accrual over 30 days to be devoted to sick time that may be used as extra service credit towards retirement and authorize the clerk and attorney to make required changes.
Make a motion to allow excess vacation accrual of 30 days be converted to sick time that may be used as extra service credit towards the employee's retirement. Authorize town clerk and attorney to make the required changes to policy.
Second.
May I ask a question now?
Mm-hmm.
Allows us to do this. Does this mean it will not happen automatically? That the employee will have to ask for it? I mean, what if he doesn't want to do it? Or is it going to happen automatically, or does the employee have to request it, or are you going to notify the employee that it's happening? Or
anytime an employee retires, we request their vacation and sick time as part of the paperwork that we have to do to the retirement system.
No, I mean this whole business of the 30 days converted to sick time, okay? If Jimmy there has 40 days right now, what will you convert that when he gets ready to retire, or will you convert it now and keep it in a little pile, or will you ask him what he wants to do? What's the procedure for this?
It will accumulate in each department as they maintain their vacation.
Doesn't happen until you get a retirement.
Okay, so
I think
when you say it accumulates 6 months from now, he decides he wants to take a trip that's going to take 32 days. It's not over in his sick leave, it's still in vacation. Is that right? Okay.
Yes.
I just want to be sure if the employee at some point needs and wants those 30 days, it's not going to automatically jump over into sick days and he doesn't have the vacation time. It won't happen until he retires.
That's
the way
correct.
I
well,
read this.
Well, obviously it's that at the end of the year, anything in excess of 30 days.
Yes.
You lose or you can convert to
okay.
sick time for the purposes of retirement.
Okay.
So no, you couldn't come back 2 years later and say,
okay. Thank you.
Potentially, he could go take 30 days vacations and 2 sick days.
Okay. Do I hear all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Sick leave for care of healthy children. The current policy prohibits employees from using sick leave to care for healthy children. Consensus that retrievers to delete the section of the policy that says they can't use their sick leave for this. I'm asking for the motion.
So how will it read now?
I don't have it in front of me how it will read now, but we will delete that section so that the employees will be allowed to use sick leave to care for healthy children.
Well, I make a motion to accept transfer of sick time for new hires from other NC governmental agencies. Allow employees to use sick leave to care for their healthy children while their spouse is ill and authorize the town clerk and attorney to make required changes to the policy.
Second.
Okay, who's the second?
Joe is.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
This one's a little confusing. Current policy states that the town will pay 100% of continued health, which is medical, dental, and vision insurance coverage for retirees if certain retirement conditions are met. In this case, it's 20 years, and they meet all the requirements of the retirement system. Recently, our insurance vendor required all participants pay a portion of the insurance premium, including retirees. This is a requirement to remain in the program, and the policy does not. Also does not specify whether the town pays costs associated with an employee being Medicare eligible, such as Part
B. I can't hear you. I'm sorry, I'm deaf in this ear.
So consensus at the retreat, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Was to clarify that the town will pay 100% of continued health insurance coverage for retirees that meet certain retirement conditions if the insurance vendor allows it. If the vendor requires a portion of premium to be paid by the participant, then the retiree is responsible for the cost. I also want to clarify in the policy that the town does not pay any costs associated with Medicare eligibility, such as Part B. I'm asking for that.
Yeah, this is just a square part of our insurance
right.
covering requires, right, for us to be in the insurance pool.
That's right.
Yeah. Make a motion the town pays 100% of continued health, medical, dental, and vision insurance coverage for retirees that meet certain retirement conditions if the insurance vendor allows it. Vendor requires a portion of premium to be paid by the participant. The retiree is responsible for this cost, and the town does not pay any costs associated with Medicare eligibility, such as Part B.
Sir?
I have a question, but I'm okay. The state's program for Medicare, which is I can't think of the word now that describes it, but anyway, I'm on Medicare, okay? I have no premiums and I have no deductible. the state is obviously paying something. We don't ever want to consider getting to that or doing that for our people who are on Medicare.
The state's not going to do that for us. We're not state employees. We're allowed
in. No, I don't mean the state doing it for us. When you say the town does not pay any cost associated with Medicare eligibility, such as Part B, and the town never will. Employees are out there on their own to get Part B. They have to pay their own premiums, their own deductible. They're responsible for getting supplemental insurance all on their own. Is that right?
This doesn't represent supplemental.
I mean,
this is just
retirees.
This is just B.
The only thing we would pay for a retiree who's Medicare eligible would be the Part D, which is the prescription. What it's up.
That's right, prescription.
Just the prescription.
Now, if you want to pay Part B for the retirees, then you can then just say that you will. We just didn't address it one way or the other in the policy, so when I had a question from an employee about why aren't you paying my Part B, then we'll have a response.
Okay, and
Part B is generally deducted from your.
No, it's not supplemental. No, you're not on Medicare yet.
Yes, I am.
Okay, you don't have a supplemental policy?
I do. There's Part A, there's Part B, and then there's a supplemental policy which covers either the deductible for A and B plus a pile of other things
right.
that A and B does not cover.
Right.
So you have A,
do
which
you
is
have
from the
supplemental?
Government. Yes.
And you have to pay a premium?
I sure do.
And you have to pay a deduction.
I have to pay a premium for
okay.
B because
I
it's
just want you guys to understand. We keep talking about being just like state employees. We're tied in with the state on different things. I want you to understand we are not paying for it. So if somebody comes and asks, why aren't you paying for mine like the state does for state government employees, I want you to know, no, we aren't and we're not going to. Okay.
We're not state employees.
Is that clear with everybody? I didn't ask if we were state employees, but we are government employees. I want you, that's clear, right? You guys do not want to pay for anything associated with the supplemental insurance, right?
For retirees.
For retirees. Okay.
Well, that's not, well,
we do pay for supplemental insurance for retirees. We do not pay for Medicare Part B, which is hospitalization.
Just forget it. Forget it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, let's hear about sick time.
Transfer of sick time for new hires from other North Carolina government agencies. Our policy does not address this at all. We've had more instances of that as our staffing grows. We have allowed it in a few instances only. Again, for the retirement for that employee. If they work 10 years with the Sheriff's Department and now they come to us as a police officer, we will honor that. I would like to ask the retreat to allow that in the town's policy that we will accept that sick time only for retirement. They can't bring hundreds of hours and take it that sick time. It's only for retirement. So I'm asking for the motion, Mr. Mayor.
Make a motion we accept transfer of sick time for new hires from other North Carolina government agencies purpose of reporting to the North Carolina State Retirement System for use towards additional service credits and authorize the town clerk and attorney to make required changes.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
That's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Finance.
Nothing.
Building inspections. We do not. that you don't ever want to do that again.
That's true. Most people make $34.
It's $120.
It's income related surveys that have a survey.
No, everybody pays there, but if you want to supplement that, you have to pay for it. Bob has to pay for it. He doesn't have to pay for it. He'll have to pay for it. I'm a state employee, and I don't have to pay for it. The state pays for it. No. The state, no. The state pays my
pay.
The state pays
my pay. And make it bigger like that, and then you can just like move it around.
Okay, I'll say that all.
Because I was at that line, and they cut it off. I just.
If you get it big enough, then you can move the picture around enough just to show the segments.
Yes, I do.
Seen this map before, you've approved it before, except for a small section.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're going to show us the new line, right?
For a small section along the regions, which council gave me direction to go ahead and draw that line in with the help of staff from BCM, and we did that. We were placed on the agenda for April. We had a last-minute snafu in the last PDF creation by the surveyor. It kind of removed part of the line, and when I sent that in, nobody caught it at the last minute. I could have went ahead and presented this map to the CRC, but it was not recommended by staff. So I'm coming back to Town Council for you to review the map in its entirety, and direct me to either go to CRC for approval in July or September, one or the other. This is the last step. So, once again, we've seen every bit of this. This is our static vegetation line, which is what we measure off of right now. And this other line right here with the X's, this is our beach and nourishment line. What we're attempting to do is make our beach and nourishment line the basically, our new static line, this is where we would measure where we build our building from. This is Alabama Avenue, which begins the northern part of our jurisdiction. As you can see coming down, that is a solid line, that is still the development line. That's what we're calling that, which is the same thing as our beach and nourishment line. Right in here along Curie Village and Seawatch Way, that line swings in kind of dramatically, and it does affect some of the placement of pools, although we've allowed those pools in the past within that development line or within that easement. Here we come on to Atlantic Avenue. As you can see, there's our static vegetation line and development line. Neither one of the new development line will not restrict these properties any more than they already are restricted. Development line follows the bulkhead along Atlantic Avenue and down Atlantic Avenue South. Avenue just past Sphere. Once you want you to note this specific piece of property here. You can see where those X's are. That is our easement line, which is now considered our development line. You see how it juts out closer to the ocean, just over those two properties?
That's because there was a bulkhead there in the 80s. That's why.
I understand that. Okay. I'm just bringing it up because I'm
going to
brief you on that here in a minute.
Yeah.
There's a couple other that are similar to that.
Was that at the emergency access, John? Is that what that was?
No, it was at Lee Rohn's old house.
Okay.
There's another one where it kind of jumps out for reasons unknown.
Yeah, that one I don't know.
This is another one where it jumps out. We don't really know why, but it jumps out. Here we go to the first part of Ocean Dunes. You got any questions, stop me, or we're getting to the more interesting part here. This is the section of the line that was not delineated because that's where our beach nourishment project ends. So from this point where that X is over to this X, this was the recommended location by DCM for the continuance of the development line. This was kind of where we hit a stumbling block of it being put on the April agenda. You've now seen the entire map. This is what was originally proposed, and this is what will be proposed to the CRC. But I must bring up a couple of words of caution that staff from DCM has brought up to me. The areas that I showed you where that line juts out towards the ocean, they are afraid that CRC may ask questions about that and want this line redone. Because it's weird how it just happens. And they've asked me why I drew it like that. And I've informed them several times that I did not draw this line. This is our easement line that's been in place since 1995 and 96. And all we're trying to do is follow suit with the towns of Carolina Beach and Oak Island, who have done the exact same thing and using this easement line as the new development line. That's really the only foreseeable obstacle that we could have at the CRC meeting. And
well, would it help if we gave you the ability that if they complain about that, to straighten out the development line?
They would want town council to see it again.
Well, but they could at least tell you, right?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I want to send it in just like we're
That's
sending
right.
it in.
Yeah, yeah.
If they want it changed,
and they can
change it.
And they can make us change it.
They can recommend it.
I think if we would like for approval for the development line, that
otherwise they won't approve it. If they wanted it changed, they probably would not approve it until we change it. Even though it's
fine. Well, that's what I'm
saying. It's possible, but
that,
I think we already gave him permission ahead of time
to say, okay.
I don't believe that would work based off the previous conversations with the condition of the line down around the rigging. So, I mean, I don't really think this is going to be a problem because it's not like we just arbitrarily drew this line. We're following an easement line already. And so, and none of it is more restrictive or less restrictive than what is already there. So, just want to put this on the record also. They're looking at the map of May 16th of 2017. And the next scheduled meeting of CRC is in Greenville, North Carolina on July 11th and 12th. The town council would like, I can be at that meeting, or the following meeting will be in September, which one? In
July.
Wilmington, excuse me.
July.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what do you need us to make the motion for, so you have it right? We make a motion to accept the May 16th, 2017 map to take to the July meeting.
Yes.
Of the CRC.
Second that. And if you don't mind, please include that you've seen that line mapped out in detail from Alabama Avenue down to the Regents Complex, which is the end of our jurisdiction.
Well, how about the May 16th 2017 map as drawn from Alabama to the end of the Riggins.
Which is our jurisdictional lines, correct?
Yes, what he said.
I second that.
And you wish me to go to the July 11th?
Yes, we wish you to go to July
11th. See,
you need to write it down. Nancy, you need to give him some coaching on that. I second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
If I could get those council actions tomorrow, that's good.
Thank you.
Great. I've got to get those turned in as soon as possible.
Okay.
One more thing really quick. This is just for your information. Over the last 2 years, I've gotten requests many times of how many lots do we have left in Cary Beach? Kathleen came on with us not long ago, and I tasked her with looking for that. She's done an excellent job. Even though we find one here or there that we've missed a couple of times, she's done a great job at locating these lots that we have available left. So I wanted to fill council in on how many actual lots we have left in Cary Beach. Right now, the number is 277. Another interesting part of that I think you should know is that 175 of those lots are duplex buildable lots, or located in a jurisdiction or in a zoning area that allows duplexes. So while we have 277 lots, that could potentially mean we could have 277 new houses within the next 10 years, which would follow our building growth. Over the last couple of years, we're around 20 to 30 houses a year. Or we could potentially have 102 new single-family dwellings and 350 duplex townhouse units. Just letting you know.
So we've talked a few times the last year or so about maybe being built out in the next 4 to 5 years. So it looked like that'll be more like 10 years.
You never really realize how many vacant lots you have until you start looking at them. And
Until you turn it over to a woman.
It started at 243, I think. Yes. And it grew from there. And she told me 243. You've got to be kidding. There's no way. She showed me a map. And I was like, oh, yeah. I guess that's right. You know. It's going to be more like 10 years, and that's only if we keep on growing like we're growing.
Okay.
Okay. And there's a variety of small homes that could be purchased and reconstructed.
Yeah, there'll always be that. Yeah. Thank you, Kathleen. Appreciate you being with us.
Do you have any other questions?
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry.
And thank you for hiring Kathleen. Fire department? Police department?
Can we go ahead and discuss the rate lowering the parking violation from $50 to $25 now? Do you want to do it under new business?
You want to stay with us and wait till new business, or you want to go on and do it now?
I'm good on the rear one.
Just go ahead and do it now.
Okay.
Since parking's become a big issue, of course, speaking with Mike, we charge $50, which is higher than some of the other municipalities around us. Figure below that, the 25, especially in correlation where it becomes an administrative civil penalty for the money over back to the town. That may help our parking situation for a couple reasons. Number one, they currently see someone park at a beach access. They may go to the beach and try to locate that individual. This is your blue vehicle, you need to move it. Because don't want to ruin anybody's day at the beach with a $50 fine. So it's $25, a little more amenable. Write the ticket and get that revenue from the town and hopefully kind of clear the parking situation. So.
Okay, Andy, maybe you can answer this. I always understood that fines had to go toward education we can keep these fines in-house?
If we change our civil penalty, okay. We make that a civil penalty violation, then we keep it.
Then we get to keep it.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
So, Chief, just one thing. Would you want, what civil penalties do we have for golf carts? Because I know Carolina Beach is having a big problem with golf carts. So
if
heard it and seen it, right? So where are we at now on golf carts?
If it's parking, it'll be $25 if you guys decide to go to that.
What about as far as non-parking related issues around golf carts?
Like
what
authorities
do you have now?
That would be a state citation. If they don't have insurance, it's a state citation for us. Carolina Beach is not.
So for us, you have to have insurance and a licensed driver, not just a
seatbelt. Seatbelts, turn signals.
Perfect. I just wanted to make sure. Thanks. I just wanted to ask a question. Okay.
The car has to be licensed.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you. And make a motion?
We have a handle out of the motion?
For amending the code, yeah.
Okay. Make a motion we lower the parking violation from $50 to $25.
Second.
And make it a
civil. Go ahead and do that again. Okay. And then also make it an administrative civil penalty.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? What is our fine right now for dogs on the beach?
I'm pretty sure it's $150.
Okay. Okay. I was talking to somebody recently, and I can't remember where or who or when, but they were telling me about a beach where the penalty is something like $1,000, and so nobody ever takes a dog near whatever beach they were talking about, but I don't think we're ready to go there yet. Okay? Anything else, Chief? Everything going just fine?
So far.
Okay. Public Works, we've already done, so that brings us to all business. Arlen? Sorry, we just took care of that. You can sit back down.
Actually, serious. Arlen, how many slides do you plan on going through?
What's that?
How many slides do you plan on going through?
Oh, no, I'm just putting this one up, so...
Perfect. Thank you, sir.
In your packet, you have the budget ordinance and also the fee schedule. I will say about the fee schedule, based on what I just heard, we'll need to make one revision to that in regard to the parking fund.
Yeah.
There's been no changes to the proposed budget since what I presented at the May council meeting. So I thought I would just put this up there as the seven funds that we have, what's proposed for this upcoming fiscal year, and in relation to the current year's original budget. I do have slides with a couple highlights of the three larger funds that we can go over if you'd like, but this is an overall just listing of the budget for each fund.
Madam Mayor, unless someone in the audience has a question around the budget, I'm willing to make a motion.
Okay.
Because we've seen it.
Any comments from the audience?
Anyone here concerned about the budget or here for the budget? Make a motion we pass the budget as presented.
Second.
Anybody on council that comment? Question? Anything you want redone?
Three workshops and a public meeting. No, I think we're done.
Good. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Thank you.
Nice job, Arnold.
Yeah. Wonderful job, Arnold. Okay, our pilot paid parking thing, Avery and
Ms. Avery's going to talk to that.
Craig. Okay.
Yeah.
Lost forever.
In your agenda packet, you have a resolution, R17-12, to adopt the pilot pay parking program of authorization from the third party vendor.
So, are all three lots in?
Or is it? All three lots are in. All three lots are in. The leases have been signed. The contract with the third party vendor has been signed. The reason for the resolution is that our code is silent on anything related to paid parking and off street parking. So, rather than try to get our code amended, which would delay this process that we're trying to run through September, the parking vendor said they did a resolution giving them authorization to issue tickets and report to as they needed. That would give them the authority that we needed. So that's the purpose of this resolution. And that's just a little history. We didn't talk about it in the meeting. We voted 4-1 to authorize the mayor pro tem and myself to enter negotiations. The pilot pay parking program will be through the months of July, August, and September. Again, the resolution gives authorization to the third parking vendor. They will take care of everything. They will install a pay station in each one of the lots. You will enter your driver's license tag number, not your driver's license, but your tag number into the machine. There won't be any paper involved, anything like that. They will issue tickets, citations, problem resolution, appeal parking tickets. Fine will be $25 per instance. They will tow cars if needed, but they will also consult with the police department if that situation should arise. They'll handle all the collection of cash, processing credit cards, etc., and will remit a check to the town each month.
So, Nancy, is Resolution 1712 in here? Because I'm looking for it. Because I'm interested in how we give permission to tow from a private property, which I'm okay with the resolution, but
it's in town because the town is leasing the property for the purpose of paid public parking.
Ah, we're
we entered into a lease with each of the businesses.
I got you. Okay, I understand. Okay. So it is in here somewhere, Nancy? I'm looking.
Here it is. Good.
I'm sure it's in the computer somewhere. I just don't know where to look. Thanks.
Under old business, right after the budget, it's probably in this section.
Okay.
Each one of the leases with the property owners just gives them a 30-day out. That was their request. But if one lot owner backs out, we have to back out. And we have a 30-day out in the contract with the parking vendor. The town will then hire the third-party vendor to manage with this pilot program. The town does assume the financial risk for the 30-day out clause. The preparation, layout, and maintenance, cleanliness of the lots will be managed by the individual owners. The town will provide one garbage cart for each lot, which we pick up. The town has provided any unused parking bumpers for use by the lot owners. There will be a 50% revenue share between the town and each individual lot owner based on gross revenue generated per lot, less expenses incurred in third-party vendors. Availability of lots for public parking are on a 24/7 basis. The paid parking for daily from the hours of 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. It costs $1.50 or $10 per day. The police department will have no enforcement responsibility for this pilot program in these three lots. And we just had to add this last one here. Authorization to the town attorney to file suit on behalf of the town for that, any unpaid citations, which we would have to do bail if we have outstanding parking violations that we can't collect on.
Andy, is that just small claims court?
Small claims.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. So it's not that big of a hassle for you?
No.
Okay. Cool.
Any questions?
No.
Any questions? Folks. Did you mention the start date?
Yeah, it
goes. We have to start by July 1st. The vendor thinks they have to be ready by June 29th. I think a couple of lots still need to be laid out, but that's the owner's responsibility. One lot has been done weekend, paid parking with a person in the lot, $10 a day. So there is something already established. The lots are located next to the convenience store on the corner of North Fort Fisher Boulevard and K near Buddy Joe's and next to the community center with the community center of the guys.
Mm-hmm.
And that will run through September 30th.
Any exceptions for town residents with a parking permit?
No, sir.
No.
Okay. Not at this time, right? So
not at this time.
As we rationale, as we look at it.
There should be though.
Yeah. The rationale at this point in time is there's 120 spaces. We'll see what the value is, if it can generate revenue. If it generates enough revenue for further consideration, that could be a possibility in the future.
Yeah, so this is the town dabbling in the issue, right? So there's external pressure for the town to do paid parking from at least one county commissioner that says we're not doing enough for beach renourishment. And then there's also just the issue of generating people moving around. So I think it's a good way to start. I'm interested to see how it turns out, actually.
It should be aware that the merchants provided these lots, and all costs go to the town to cover all expenses. After all expenses, we split any profitability. It's a pretty good deal for a test.
I agree.
So I'm asking for a motion to adopt resolution 712. I'm sorry, is there a question?
Any other questions or comments? Okay, do I hear a motion?
I make a motion we adopt resolution R1712.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Still no.
And I think that during this testing period, myself, I'd be happy to keep in contact with all the department heads to see what, if any, impact they see, and if this goes further, what additional items we need to discuss.
Yep. One thing that the parking vendor does also, when they have employees that will be at the lot several times a day, they also clean up the lot. If there's trash falling on the lot and those types of things, they take responsibility for cleaning that up, which helps the business owners.
They also pay for the improvements to the lots.
Yes.
Yes. The owners pay for the improvements to the lots. Mike, have we noticed anything since Sam had started charging for parking, since that lot is going to be one of the lots? Has that been any particular issue?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Did you have questions on that motion?
I just had heard a no, but you all are unanimous on approving, correct?
No.
No.
No. No. It was a no.
It's 4-1.
No.
It was not unanimous.
He's
only
true this time. Okay.
That's right.
And that was a nice, loud no.
That's good. Should be loud.
Okay. Anything else?
We're in business,
Nancy. We done?
Oh, new business. I'm ready for new business.
Okay.
I don't have anything else in the pay parking. This you've already talked about changing the parking fine from 50 to 25.
Yep.
One thing that was also talked about, the attorney drafted some language so that any civil citations that we issue in town, and we'll also incorporate the paid parking civil citations, and revenue will stay with the town rather than have to pay to the school board. That section is about lowering the fine.
Yep.
CNC Chairman John Ellis pointed out to me that we had a section in there for time parking application process that came to this chief and shoreline access. So I'm asking if you manage to take that out. That needs to be amended. So I'm just asking for a motion. This is just how it will be in the code. This amendment will be to section 1-15, administration of penalties, 10-237 penalty, which is vehicle, 10-308 penalty, which is bicycles, and 10-234, which is common number. Lowering the fine, letting the revenue stay at the town, and removing the efforts to shoreline access and parking.
So we'll remake it since we didn't have all this in it. I make a motion to adopt the amendments to the code, revise the language in sections 115, administrative civil penalties, 10-237 penalty, 10308 penalty and 10234 time limit parking, deliver parking fines from 50 to 25. Same one we already voted on, but
second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you.
Okay, I will not be here for our August meeting. You guys may excuse me or reschedule. I had to ask that they contact you first to see when you're out of town.
That's what I'm looking at.
Go through August.
So which? I've got my calendar open right now. So you want to reschedule it to when? That's why I've got my calendar open.
What day is the meeting?
The 15th is the front one. If you tell me where you want to reschedule it to. Are you out the whole week, or do you want to keep it in that week or move it? I'm open. From far enough out, I can make it wherever you want.
The 22nd
is the next third Tuesday. There you go.
I will be in Raleigh that day, as long as I can get back by 6:30, okay. Which I can't.
Pick it up, then it's fine.
What about the 17th? Does it have to be a Tuesday?
No. 17th.
How about
fine.
You guys?
I'm fine with 17th.
17th?
If I'm listening, I'll 17th.
Yeah, that way I won't go to Hickory the next day. I'll come back Thursday.
Okay. That should be all right.
So make a motion we move the Town Council meeting of August from the 15th to August 17th, Thursday at 6:30 p.m.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Porta potties.
Nice.
Or, as our public works director likes to say, portalettes.
Portalettes, okay. It does sound a little better, right?
I think it's let's not do this.
We're going to let people.
Porta, that's right.
Okay.
The subject matter came up because of some complaints from residents about public information where people are parked. And I raised a question to council about whether you're willing to consider use of porta as a certain beach access during the summer. What I would look at is the 7 lots here that are south of Kay, where you've had parking lot access. Cost to rent an ADA unit that also comes with a hand washing station. And you get to set up the paper towel on that. It's a nice looking unit, and you don't need one that each access is $315 a month. This includes bi-weekly cleaning. If you want additional cleaning, it's $30. It's your work of cleaning work. Cost for 7 units for July and August would be $4,410. Cost for 7 units for July and August and September would be $6,615.
And would these be handicap units?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It would be similar to that. So with the actual hand washing units, a self-contained unit.
Did
Why
you have
every 2 weeks, right?
Yes.
Twice a week.
Twice a week. I would suggest Fridays and Mondays.
Yes.
If we think we need it more clean, more often, we just want
to
get back.
Did you happen to talk to Public Works about this?
I did not.
So it's 350.
I talked to Sonny, and he pointed out that this has been considered by council in the past, and maybe you would remember that one of the big concerns is the odor for people who live on both sides of those parking lots. Odor for when it has sat there for days and days in the sun, but most of all when they clean them out. And so I just wanted to throw, and Jimmy, if I don't know if you remember all of that and can comment on it.
No, before my time.
Okay.
So $315 a month per unit?
Yes. Yes, that's for your ADA, but your regular units that ran from $250 to $275, and it just comes with hand sanitizer.
Well, the reason that this is under consideration is because of urination.
Right.
Yes.
And you can guarantee this will stop that?
Absolutely.
Well,
No, this won't stop it. This will focus it.
People will just go behind it.
Well, the reason this is brought up to investigate the cost is because none of these access points have places for anyone to use the restroom. We do have it at Oceanfront Park. If you're down on E, that's a long way to walk. But that's also a lot of money.
Well, and I guess the question is, where were the complaints? So if you put a porta potty at the end of E Avenue, can't think of the guy's name right there at the access that calls about everyone parking the handicap from Joe, but he's going to be up here if there were no complaints down there for sure. So where exactly were the complaints? I don't know. And I mean, no one complained to me. I heard about them, but I don't know where they were. Were they all at I, which was around the
complaint? The only complaint I heard was two men on I Avenue.
Right.
Peeing.
That was the only thing I heard.
Against the pump house.
Right.
They were protesting roping it off. Right.
They will walk down there to the access now and use them.
Well, I think they were coming up.
Yeah.
From the beach.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And they got as far away from the beach as they
could. We also have a crossover in Handy Beach, and we can't get one there because we don't have, and we've got one there by Curie Beach Village, but we don't have anywhere to put Porta Johns there.
Right, there's no port.
No, right.
So
we now know the cost to do it. We don't know how
much we should charge and get.
Yeah, it's a different issue, I
think. Not really.
So the people watching them is different. But I think my point is that this would be the same thing to me as parking. If we're going to get into this, let's dip our toe, not jump in. And if there was a complaint, at least we can say we did it where there was a complaint. If we do it at all these accesses about 2 weeks from now, or as soon as they go up, the very next day, people are going to be lined up here that live on both sides of the accesses.
Look, where are our handicap access points? It's hard for an individual in a wheelchair to be, you know, you can't just roll yourself into the water. That is odd. Is that, what is that?
Are you, you're talking about ordinarily we would tell people to go in the water?
Well,
tell people
I think that most people
go
in the water.
We're going to tell people
personally.
Anything.
Yeah, I don't go there.
So E is handicapped. H is handicapped. I is? I can't remember if I is now.
N is in the healthy emergency ramp.
Right.
I is not.
Right.
And J is not.
They did qualify and stuff.
Well, that's my point, right? So I appreciate that we had a couple of complaints, and I wouldn't like it very much either. I might handle it differently than they did with pictures and the police, but I think that this is a pretty big reaction to if we only have two documented complaints, plus it's a lot of money.
It is.
Right? I can speak for Sonny. Even though Public Works won't be cleaning them, they'll be called about them every time.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll morph into they're going to stop by and check them because twice a week will not be sufficient, probably. And so if we're going to do this, I would recommend we only do it at the one access that has actual complaints. But we tell our citizens we considered it and we're not doing it, and if you have complaints, let us know.
Or the handicapped ones.
Well, that's not even I. That didn't make, so the complaints were in one place, we're going to do it somewhere else. That doesn't make any sense
all
at all to me.
You can walk a block.
Last year, we also had complaints there at Sam's parking lot from people who lived on the back there, people peeing over into their yard and on their buildings and all. So with this
using
concept,
showers.
We would have to put one there in his lot, too, because
so,
they had a complaint.
So if we videotaped someone and called a curious police officer and they showed up, and we blocked the car, what would end up happening? Just for interest. Just now I'm interested.
What's the fine for peeing in public, or is that an arrest?
Well, you can, depending on who sees it, if it's a female seeing a male, you can give an indecent exposure. Certain cases, it's probably just around the $25
right.
Civil penalty.
That's fine.
And
right.
Go with it.
Right.
Nuisance.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and that's, I think that's about right, right? I mean, I don't like it either, but really, okay.
And the public has to call you. They can't just two or three days later call and complain to us. They need to call you when something happens.
The likelihood of us getting there in time sometimes is not very good.
Right. Well, I think that's why you videotape them in their car, because then you can track them down if you really get interested.
DNA.
Or block their car.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the issue, right? So you get in, then that's how people get shot and stuff, because you start doing stuff like that. I don't know what the rate is.
And people have to be willing to sign a complaint.
Right.
Well, we give a civil penalty today. But
no?
I'm excited about that with you, do you mind?
Which part?
The police force doing this. The police force really spending time to do this on the July 4th weekend.
Well, we do it when we see it, and a lot of it is downtown, intoxicated people down at the bars and stuff, in between cars and in alleyways. We do right a few down there. So it's not that we don't do it. We don't do it if we don't see it.
Yeah.
And so we do our best for it. Generally, the owner says $25 ticket.
Yeah, but I, for two complaints, I'm sort of, I like Craig's point. One, I don't see spending $4,000 of taxpayers' money for two complaints. Maybe there's 100 and I just don't hear about them. But, and then secondly, if we're going to do it, I don't see putting them in all those beach accesses, because I know what's going to happen to the people that live there. They're going to be calling and complaining.
I think we put this thing aside for now.
And if you get complaints, refer them to the audio, and then they can hear the discussion from council. I'm sure they'll appreciate it. And I'll probably get more calls than anyone else. So there you go.
I mean,
I make a motion.
Yeah, that's awfully expensive.
I think we just have a consensus that we can.
Okay, and there you go. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not going to take any action on this, right?
Thank you for your time, Nancy.
Yeah, thanks.
Tracking it home.
Okay. Where are we? Mayor updates. Mayor doesn't have any updates. Commissioners, anything you guys want to comment on or say?
I would just quickly bring forth that we can talk about in the future is when we rent Oceanfront Park, when we rent the community center, we have had questions about reserved parking. So it's something we may want, I don't know if you want to use some cones at any particular times or whatever, if that makes sense. But that was a question that is being bantered around some of the committees.
So is that the park or both the park and the community center? Is that the issue?
Mostly it's the community center. The park is, there's not going to be any way to identify.
Okay.
It's really, can you hold the community center lot for community center events instead of the businesses
right.
that are around there?
Right.
Right? So, on given days, the request was, how about some cones? And I think what it demands is, I should talk a little bit to the chief, and I should talk a little bit to Sonny and see what their thoughts are.
And maybe have the, as a result, have the community center committee present us with a proposal.
That'd be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy raised her hand.
Just voice of experience, we've tried to cut it off. People don't pay attention to the cones. You have to have staff to put out the cones. You really have to have staff or somebody to stand there and monitor.
Our community center committee members
just broke it off
stand
the
there,
reserve sign,
monitor it, and let people in.
Not open it up for people to get into it.
Right.
So I'm just saying we've tried it in the past.
Yeah.
We would put the cones out in the morning, Sunday mornings or Sunday. I mean
well,
Saturday
you
nights.
You block
yeah.
it all day for yeah.
Right. So.
And then you've got the church day. People who have always used it.
Yes, that's not a problem.
So if they can come back with a proposal that also explains what the procedure would be for
okay.
making it work.
I shall
okay.
Yeah, so I was just going to say thanks to council and staff for all the support since I've been out of town for like the last 10 weeks in a row. I probably got two or three more weeks to go, but I appreciate all the working around the budget meetings and everything else. Let me to listen to you guys on stuff, and I'm looking forward to not being out of town here pretty soon. So thanks for all the help.
Well, we've missed you.
I've missed y'all. Miss Cherry Beach for sure.
Any other items, guys?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are we still having a closed session? I understood that maybe something's been, everything's been taken care of.
No, thank you.
Okay. Okay. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Opposed.
Emily, you got 13 items. Woo-hoo. Hope you don't get a hand cramp. Thank you.
You're new at the game. You'll catch up.
That's right.
You want these tonight?
You know what? If you do that, do that. Just take them home and bring them back tomorrow. Yeah, I know. You've had a
hard
time. Thank you for
that.
Nobody's ever listened to
me. Now you know. See your pal? See how it is?
Thank you very much. Thank you again.
All sorts of stuff. The next thing you bring to me better be a drink.